Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 21, 1804. Day 69 of the expedition. Camped on the upper point of a long willow island in the middle of the river, 2 miles below the Platte. So far, the Corps of Discovery has traveled in 1 keelboat and 2 pirogues, hauling the party and 25,000 pounds of supplies, 640 miles upstream in 69 days. A truly remarkable feat. The captains and crew take a well-deserved break at the mouth of the Great Platte River, spending a few days taking readings, cleaning and repairing gear, hunting, and resting up. Captain Clark writes,
"Set out early under a gentle breeze from the southeast. Proceeded on very well. Some highlands covered with timber on the larboard. In this hill is limestone and cemented rock of shells. Arrived at the mouth of the Great Platte River at 10 o'clock. This great river, being much more rapid than the Missouri, forces its current against the opposite shore. The current of this river comes with great velocity, rolling its sands into the Missouri, filling up its bends, and compelling it to encroach on the shore. We found great difficulty in passing around the sand at the mouth of the river. Captain Lewis and myself, with 6 men and a pirogue, went up this great river Platte about 1 mile. This river is much wider above and does not rise more than 6 feet, and from its rapidity and rolling sands cannot be navigated with boats or pirogues. The Indians pass this river in skin boats, which are flat and will not turn over. The Otoes, a small nation, reside on the south side about 10 leagues up. The Pawnees on the same side, about 5 leagues further up. About 10 leagues up, a small river comes into the Platte called Salt River. The water is so brackish they cannot be drank at some seasons. Above this river and on the north side, a small river falls into the Platte called the Elk River. We proceeded on to get a good place to camp and delay a few days. A great number of wolves about us this evening. Captain William Clark, July 21, 1804.
The name Platte means flat, as we have mentioned before. The sediment of the Platte River is dominated by sand carried down largely from the Rocky Mountains. The Missouri, on the other hand, flows through South Dakota along the glacial boundary. Most of its sediment is silt and clay from those sources. Tomorrow, gifts and formalities with the Otoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark read by Ken Quinley. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.